welcome back to the Sidetrack Podcast. I'm your host. This week I have some great announcements. So, numero uno, I'm getting straight motherfucking A's, bitch. Straight A's. That's crazy. Like, that shit ain't never happened to me before in college. Like, I don't think that's happened ever. Like, what the fuck? But anyway, this bitch is a fucking scholar. Get at me, period. Second announcement. I'm gonna get more into grades later. But second announcement. I think I mentioned this last week, but my family and I were fostering dogs, and we're getting our first one tomorrow, bitch! I'm so excited. Okay, so it's an 8-year-old lab. He's black, period. And, he's just the cutest. My cousin has a black lab. His name's Jack. He's, like, the chillest dog ever. So, I'm hoping that this dog's gonna be the same, but it's okay. I'll love him anyways, because, you know, he's a dog. He gets a free pass. So, he gets a free pass to all this living, period. So, let me explain these straight A's. First off, if y'all want to get straight A's like me, actually don't listen to me, because I don't know how long this is going to last. But what's been working for me is just like planning out my week. I know it's so simple, like it really is. Like when I first started planning, I would just type in assignments and make a list. Then I would get overwhelmed because, like, none of it was organized or anything. So, I was like, oh my god, I have so much to do. Now, I have these, like, sections that I can organize each class into, which is so helpful because, that was, like, my major downfall, was just, like, feeling overwhelmed and stuff. So, I use Notion to, like, plan everything out, and it works so good. I watched this YouTube video of this girl, and she had this, like, template, and I was like, I'm not sure, but, you know, let me try it out, see what's up. Come to find out, girl, this shit changed my fucking life. Like, ain't life crazy? Life is crazy, man. Like, I'm finna be a dog mom. I'm getting straight A's. Life is good. No family drama. Come on. Like, I'm living the dream, baby. These sweet potatoes, oh, they hitting different. Oh, when you got straight A's? Get at me, fool. But anyway, this shit is so good. But yeah, I'm so excited. Because, like, I've been working on getting a dog for weeks. Weeks, bitch. I'm at the end of my rope. And then this lovely lady, she messages me. She's like, hey, I got a dog. You want to foster? I'm like, is that even a question? Hell yeah, I want to foster him. He is so handsome. He's like a little grandpa. He's so old. He's older than my mama. No, but really, he's 8 times 7, 56. My mom turned 50 last year, so yeah, he's a little older. My dad turned 52 this year. Is that right? Let me do some math. Hold on. So, take this year. That is not right. Okay, so 2021 minus his birth year. Yeah, he turned 52. So, that's fun and games, I guess. But, yeah, this dog is old as shit. Not me roasting him before he even gets to my house. But, I'm going to meet her at, like, a store. I want to get him. I'm going to meet him. He looks like he's so sweet. Like, you wouldn't even know. Like, he's so cute. He, like, she sent me a picture, and he was just, like, laying flat on the ground. I was like, damn, that's a whole mood. But here are my plans for today. So, I woke up at 6, got, like, 70% of my homework done. Now I'm trying to get that last 15-20%. Just so I don't have to do so much on Wednesday. But, yeah, all I have to do is read today. And I read, like, 35-40 pages. I'm not with all that. But you know what? It's okay because it's going towards my career. It's going to make me a better person. So, if you're wondering, I'm eating my dinner with chopsticks. Because I discovered that eating with chopsticks helps me eat slower, which results in me feeling fuller quicker. So, I don't have to eat like a heap of food to feel full. Which is cool. I just started working out like a week and a half ago. So, I am eating more, but like, I'm controlling myself, you know? Like, I'm not like pigging out as much. Because I used to eat like way too much. Like, I was craving chocolate earlier. And I was like, you know what? It's almost 6 o'clock. Let me get something to eat. And I know this is going to fill me up more than the chocolate. And it's not going to make my teeth feel funny. So, it be like that. But, you know. Yeah, I got sensitive teeth. Ha ha, make your jokes. But, I know y'all are like, bitch, nobody was laughing at you to begin with, but, tell me why. I was at work the other day, and I'm finna expose myself, but basically, I can't say it. I can't say it. I'm gonna get in trouble. But yeah, so. Yeah, I can't say it until my birthday. So, if you wait six months, and I remember, you'll get the story, but, I damn near passed out. It was so scary. But anyway, shout out. Oh, this pasta busted. Mm-hmm. Also, I found this candle in my mama's room. It smells like mulled wine. I don't know what mulled wine tastes like, but I know it smells good. Woo! And it doesn't make my acid reflux act up, so she's the keeper. I was gonna get the vanilla one. But the vanilla, it is strong. It's got biceps, triceps. Well, we all have those. But, like, that smelled like it was jacked, bro. Like, it bodybuilds for fun. Like 6'3", 250 pounds, you know, just like super muscular. Like, I smelled it, I was like, whoa. I had to lean back. It was crazy. But after this, I'm finna just go to the gym, do that TikTok workout, and come back home. Cause that shit been snatching my waist on God. I didn't even have a waist beforehand, but God said, you know what? You waited long enough. You waited long enough. Let me give you one. And I'm like, thanks, God. And he gave me my waist. Now I just gotta, like, I don't even know what I'm working out for. Like, yeah, I want to be strong and stuff, but what is the reason? Like, I just want to know. I better hurry up, eat this food. Or should I go to the gym, come back home? I don't know. It's the same either way, so. Yeah, because, like, I'm looking at the master list of all my assignments, and, like, there's, what, 19 assignments on there. I used to do that, just, like, make a list and, like, check it off and shit. But I would feel overwhelmed because, like, there was so much more on that list. Like, I wouldn't even look at the due date, nothing. But now that I have it organized for real, that is a motherfucking lifesaver. So, I'll link the template in the description really fast. Because I know I have the original. Where she at? Did I delete it? Oh, no, baby. That ain't gonna work. When did I? Huh? I didn't delete it. No. You're lying. Okay. Let's look up home. I feel like it's here. It has to be here. Cause, like, who would get rid of it? Me. I got rid of it. My dumb ass. Wait a second. No. That ain't right either. Oh, I found it. Is this it? Where am I at right now? If I can find the video, I'ma link it. But how the fuck? Okay. Ah, I see. Okay. So I have this, and basically you just adjust it to whatever classes you're taking, your timeline, whatever. You know, I also put a little calendar on the side just so I can, like, schedule my days because I'm taking 4 classes. So, today, I focus on English and psychology. Tomorrow, I'm going to work on philosophy and humanities. And the cool thing is, I can focus on those 2 classes for the whole day. I don't like to. Just because, like, the day drags out and I get, like, tired and stuff. Oh, Jesus. Let me get a tissue. Come on. I'm sorry. I watched a South Park episode that was, like, with Michael Jackson and stuff. And he kept saying, like, no, that's ignorant. I was crying, bro. Like, he would say that too, you know? It was, overall, it was funny. It really was. But yeah, let me link this. And then you can customize it to your classes and, like, whatever you're taking. So, where are my messages at? Or I could just, I'ma email it to myself. Yeah. So there's that. I'ma link that in the description. You can always DM me and ask for the, Oh, I also have, like, the original homepage and stuff, so why did I not? I am confused. Okay, move to. Oh, maybe. No, it's not here. That's what. Okay. That's not good. That is not good. Hold on. I'ma fix it for y'all. I'ma fix it. Gonna solve this mystery. Man, I miss Scooby-Doo, bro. The classic Scooby-Doo. Because this new stuff, it really ain't it. I don't even know why they don't just stick to the classic stuff. You feel me? Like, I don't understand, for real. Because if we like the classic stuff, obviously, we're going to stick with it, you know? Can I go back? Oh, okay. Let's add this to favorites. Yes, because I need that. All right. But yeah, I'm gonna link that. You can customize it to whatever you need to. It's a really, really helpful source. I'm so thankful. Check her out. Let me, I forgot where her YouTube, it's youtube.com/twirlingpages. It's one word, exactly how you would normally spell it. I'll still link it though, because it do be like that sometimes. I'm finna sneeze. You know what's crazy? I kind of want a cat, bro. It was right there the whole time. Are you serious? You lying. You are lying to me. Oh my god. It was in the shared part that I like hid from my sidebar and stuff. That's so foul. Why would you do that? And I understand that you probably shouldn't be eating, I don't know what this pasta is called, penne pasta with chopsticks. Mind your business, okay? I don't want to eat too quick. Mind your business. Why is it cold? See, because I've been eating slow. Okay. So there's that. I'm gonna keep a duplicate just in case. I also created my own homepage. It's not as fancy as hers, but it gets the job done, so I'm not too mad about it. What did I do? What? Can I not? Oh, I can't edit it. Oh, ha ha ha. You're funny. Okay. That's hilarious. Great joke. 10 out of 10. Eating is hard. Oh my god. So yummy. You know that that TikTok where the guy's like, he eats like honeycomb. I don't know if it's a TikTok or what. I'm pretty sure it's a TikTok. But he bites into it and he's like so hunly. That's me, but with like yummy. Bro, this shit bussin'. Also, happy Martin Luther King Day. I forgot to mention that. We have made a lot of progress, as being part of the Black community in America. Yet, we still have a long way to go. But, as Pinterest always tells me, it's not about how far you have to go, it's about how far you've come. And just like the amount of progress we've made last year alone, I know it didn't seem like much, but I feel like we took two steps back instead of one step forward. But I feel like raising our voices and making them heard was a vital part of what 2020 was all about. And I'm so glad that that year's over. And a new year has begun. And we're celebrating Martin Luther King Day in a new year. With love, peace, happiness. You know, all around good vibes. I really need to do my homework. I really want to go to the gym, but like I'm conflicted. Like, should I go to the gym and then do my homework? No, because I'm not going to be focused. So, if I do my homework and go to the gym, I'll be fine, but I'm going to go late, you know? But that's also good because all the treadmills are usually taken, right? Everybody wants to use the treadmills at like 4 o'clock. No, like 2:30. So unfair. I mean, I'm not blaming them. I'm just saying, like, I might have come at the wrong time or what, but it's just not cute. Like, I'm looking around like an idiot trying to find a treadmill. And everyone's, like, listening to their music and minding their business. And I'm like, please, please, can I have a treadmill? But yeah, today's been a really good day. I haven't had one of those in a while. So, shout out to my day for being so good. And shout out to God, because without him, I wouldn't even be alive. So, and y'all want to know why? When I was 2, I got in a little altercation with a truck. I wasn't driving, obviously, but my family and I at the time, we got into a car crash. Bro, we all nearly died, bro. It was crazy. Long story short, got a traumatic brain injury, broke a couple bones, my hip was a little out of place. They didn't want to operate because, one, I was literally 2. Like, what are they going to do? My brain isn't developed yet. And, second, it was just way too risky. So they were like, eh, we'll put her in a cast, give her some treatment, that's like safe for her, and then if she, when she gets older and she's still having problems, then she can come see us for an operation. My parents were like, cool. 18 years later, I'm still here, bitch. I'm still here. The devil thought you could get me. Oh, no, ma'am. God has a purpose for me, okay? Me getting these straight A's, I'm fulfilling my purpose, bitch. I probably shouldn't cuss. That's, like, the worst timing. Be like, I love Jesus, bitch. That don't make sense, baby. That makes no sense. But, I really hope that I get to, like, travel a little bit this year. Because I plan to go to New Orleans for my birthday. And I have the flight, the hotel booked, everything. But if we have to, like, stay at home, shit. I might as well get my money, you know? But the hotel is non-refundable, so I don't even know. If I could, I would probably give it to, like, a homeless person. Just so they can stay there for the week. Because, like, they ain't got nowhere else to go. It's hot. I mean, New Orleans heat is, like, you know, magma. Like, it's hot, hot, you know? And it's sticky and it's muggy. I don't know anything about Louisiana heat. But, you know, I'm from Illinois. And my parents are from Africa. Bipolar weather plus African heat equals immunity to heat stroke. No, I'm kidding. I'm joking. That'd be really cool though. Like if we couldn't get heat stroke or like couldn't get any sun related diseases. I mean, we don't get sunburn, so that's cool. We love not getting sunburn. But, like, I've seen a few cases where, like, people with skin like mine, their skin, like, crumbles up and it, like, peels and stuff. That's the only case I've seen, but as far as, like, what I've seen on white people, no, I've never seen that. For me, I just get darker. That's it. I turn into, who do I turn into? A black woman, but blacker, in the best context possible, because black women, I could talk about them all day, they're so cool. So beautiful. And for me to be a part of that, sheesh. I'm honored, bro. Man, if I was a boy white, I'd be so mad. I'm like, hey, yo, put me back in. I gotta cook a little longer, you know? I'm not ready yet. 5 more minutes. That is so crazy. Like, y'all have to spend money on tanning. Tanning, bro. To look like me. Well, not like me, but like tan, you know? That's crazy. Like, on top of all your bills, you gotta, like, I mean, we all pay to look good, but, like, people like me, we don't pay to get darker, you know? We step outside and boom. And we don't even get sunburned, which is even better, so. Suck on that, you racist hoes. I'm just playing. I know my classmates from my English class will listen to this because I promote it in the discussion board. So, hey, y'all. What's up? Just chilling, eating sweet potatoes. They bussin'. if you listen this far, holy. I'm gonna give you an award because I really be talking about nothing. Absolutely nothing. So, shout out to you if you're listening right now. You're probably not even paying attention. Booty cheeks in a refrigerator. Were you listening? Oh, now I got your attention. Okay, alright. Alright. I miss singing, bro. Like, I sing all the time, but, like, I miss being in a choir. Because I was in a choir in high school. That shit was so fun. I mean, it was stressful, but at the end of the day, it was always fun. Like, never a dull moment. My favorite part was being a soprano, hitting them high notes for Jesus. And, yeah, it was really fun. I really missed that. I used to, like, when I used to write my own music, I'd, like, record me singing my own song and post it on YouTube. When I watch those videos now, I realize how off-key I was. Shit is not cute. Mm-mm. Not one bit. But anyway, if you guys get the chance, you should watch Queen Love and War on YouTube. It's an amazing drama. I don't really like to watch dramas just because sometimes they do the most, but this one gets a thumbs up from me. And what I mean by doing the most is like, just like, the storyline is too much for what's really going on, you know? They're like, oh, where's my son? What happened to my son? He's like in the other room, just like chilling. Like, why are you doing the most? It makes no sense. But, those are the dramas that I don't like. But the ones that I do like, they're like subtle, you know? They're not like, oh my god, where's my son? Like, you know, there's build up. Like, not the first episode. People crying hysterically. What's, you know, like, you gotta be chill. You gotta be cool with it. Yeah, I know. I'm headed to the gym right now. Hush. My Apple Watch is like, you can still do it. Yeah. I'm finna do it right now. I'm eating. I need fuel, ho. And I know Siri listening. Yeah, ho, I'm talking to you. What you see me doing? I know you watching. I'm eating my dinner. Oh, it's so good. And I'm learning how to cook, too. So, when I got my own place, ooh, I'm gonna be eating good. You feel me? Ain't no games up in my kitchen. No, ma'am. Be throwing down. That's my mama be throwing down. I'm telling you, bro, like, growing up, I would never touch anybody else's food unless I had to, except for my mom's. Like, if you know me, you know I'll eat anything nowadays, but, like, back then, I was like, it doesn't taste like my mom's. You know, like, my mom's is better. I was petty. Like, that's mad disrespectful. Like, why would you say that to a grown adult? But you know what? It was honest. Like, it really didn't taste like my mom's. I didn't really like it. Now, there were some dishes. You know, it was just like, wow. You know, like, I could eat this every day. But 98% of the time, it was like, nah, you know what? I like my mom's better. And I don't know why. Like, what kind of crack was she putting in our food, man? I really doubt that she would put crack in her food. But you know what? I do act like a crackhead sometimes, so I'm going to ask her if she put crack in my coffee. Put crack in the coffee grounds. We can tell, bitch. There's white flakes in the coffee. I know that ain't sugar. Oh, yeah. I know this ain't gonna fit. If you listened to my last episode, you know that I got these stainless steel chopsticks from the Asian market, right? They're so cute. I use them like every time I can. I wish we had like angel hair pasta so I could like use them for real, but my mom likes to cook a lot of Italian food and I'm trying to see what the Asian food's all about. Like, I love Indian food. I love Indian food. Oh my god. Bro, if I could eat that for the rest of my life, I would. Because, like, it's so good. And, like, normally I can't handle spicy food. That's a lie. I can handle spice. But, like, if it's so hot that I can't taste the flavor, it just ain't it for me. Like, what was the point of you cooking that when you could have just poured hot sauce down my throat, you know? Like, it's just the exact same thing. Like, it has to be spicy with some flavor in it. Like, it can't just be all Tabasco, you know what I mean? I'm trying to get this piece of corn. Yeah. Once I finish, I'm gonna change and get out the door. I don't even know. I might as well read while I'm on the treadmill. But that's going to be kind of hard because I'm going to be inclined as well. My phone is going to fall on my face. I'm 5'1". I cannot be doing all that. Everybody going to look at me funny like, what is she doing? Be like, I don't know. Just got here. I've been going to the gym for 2 years. 2 years? I still don't know what I'm doing, so mind your business. I don't even know what I'm going to title this episode for real. I'd be like, sweet corn and sweet potatoes. My mom got these really sour grapes from the grocery store. Ooh! I don't really like sour things. Actually, I hate sour things. It's just not it. I like tart things, but sour, no, it's not for me. So she brought these sour grapes. And my thing is, I like to eat grapes with like whole wheat Ritz crackers, right? I don't know why. It tastes like a charcuterie board. But, like, for way less. You should try it sometime. I usually get red seedless, get those big juicy ones. Oh! It's gonna change your life. Take it all. You needed a new girl. You know the bad girl. I'm down, girl. I don't want to be in America no more. I'm just playing, but it's real sad that Jessie left the group. Like, I'm not really. I used to like listen to Little Mix all the time. I still love them, but like, I listen to more like R&B. You know, like SZA, that type of vibe. Who else do I listen to? Actually, that's cap. I listen to everybody. But like when I'm working or when I'm doing productive stuff, I listen to like lo-fi. I like to listen to Megan Thee Stallion, 'cause period. New Year, New Me. I didn't say that unironically. It's Spotify, you know. You know. You know. Oh yeah, Driver's License by Olivia Rodrigo. I haven't heard the entire song. Watch me listen to it in the car and just like bawl my eyes out. But like, I'm not really in my feels these days. Like, I just, I'd be chilling for real. So, oh, and I listen to Beyonce, Giveon. Oh my God. If y'all don't listen to Giveon, ooh, like I want you. Even if it's true. That was whack. But, y'all, let me play right now. Hold everything. Okay. Like. Get to the chorus. But I disguise the truth. Sing it, baby. I say I'm happy, but I'm still stuck on earth. Does your mind play this game too? Think about me and you. I guess I'll just pretend until it all makes sense. See you face to face. I'm thinking about the days we used to be. And on top of that, Giveon. Ooh. Y'all, he is so fine. Like, that is my dream man right there. That is my husband. Are you kidding? He's so fine. So fine. And you know what's crazy? My cousin put me on. I was, you know how you have, like, friend activity on Spotify and you, like, see what your friends are listening to and shit? Yeah, she had him playing. And I was like, that looks interesting. So I like clicked the thing and it was like I want you. And I was like, ah, you listen to this, like this is fire. So yeah, I fucking love that song. I think this is his most popular song. 'Cause yeah, it's got like 49 million streams. That's crazy. Imagine if it got a billion. That'd be wild. I just finished. So, I'm about to head to the gym now.
Why? No, this time is very busy.
I'm just gonna be on the treadmill for like half an hour. I'm not gonna do anything. I'ma be chilling. Oh, I listen to like old music, new music. I listen to Biggie, Tupac, you know, Fantasia. You don't want me, then don't talk to me. Faith Evans. What you know about Junior Mafia, bro? I listen to Diddy. Tori Kelly is so underrated, though. Like, her song, what's it called? Should've Been Us. Should've been us. Should've been a value. Should've been a perfect storm. Should've been us. Not another real thing. Not another love. Ooh, you're crazy. You're amazing. Only but love. Should've been us. It should have been us. Like, that girl can sing, and y'all just keeping her under wraps. Like, no, ma'am. No, we're gonna, you know. listen to everything, bro. Low keto, I'm forced to listen to country at work. Not for a long time, but just like a few songs where it's just like, yeah, that ain't it for me, dog. Like, I need some pop, I need some hip-hop, I need R&B. Like, get me motivated, you know what I'm saying? Like, it don't make sense. What's his name? Oh, 21 Savage. Mr. Right Now, that is a fire ass song. Like, I don't even listen to 21 like that, but when I heard it, I was like, yo, his song describes me and my like relationship history like completely. Like, I'm not Mr. Right, I'm Mr. Right Now or something like that. But anyway,
hey,
yeah,
did
I already ate?
Yeah.
Oh, what?
I got somebody.
I be getting interrupted on the low, though. Can't make a podcast with my door closed. Gotta get it open so they talk to me. I don't want to talk. I want to get money. Oh! Stop playing. Oh, you lying. I've been looking for this playlist. I'm just gonna slap it right in front of me like I ain't know. That's foul, bruh. Why you gotta do that? But anyway, I'm gonna feel like a bad bitch when I get to the gym, period. And yeah, I just wanna say thank you for listening, and I hope to see you in the next one. Shout out to all my listeners around the world. Fucking love y'all. You can always DM me on Sidetracked Podcast. That's all one word. And ask me any questions. I might address them in a Q&A on the next podcast. I've been thinking about it. I'm not going to do it, girl. I'm just thinking about it. I did it. I love that TikTok. Anyway. we not even gonna get into that. Because. Yeah. But anyway. Shout out to all my listeners. I love y'all. Let me take these pills. Let me take these pills, baby. These are my antidepressants. Because. A bitch be depressed. Not on purpose, though. Yeah, if you can hear that maniacal laughter, that is my brother. Yeah. The joke probably wasn't even that funny. So, I'm just, like, dissing him left and right. Like, damn. Give him a break. What did he do to you? He was born. That's what he did to me. Anyway. I'm so sorry, y'all. I'm just like going on and on and on and on. Oh my goodness. 49 minutes. I didn't even get started talking yet. What's going on? Okay. Let me stop. But yeah. Thank you for listening. Love y'all. See you next week. DM me. Let me know what you want to hear. Hope you have a good week. And, yeah. Happy Martin Luther King Day. And, is it a holiday next week? No. But 2 weeks from now is the first day of Black History Month. So that's cool. I might talk about Black History on that day, even though y'all already know what it is. I mean, you know, but like, I'm gonna tell y'all some stuff. Basically the same bullshit you been fed this whole time, so. duplicate that. Look at me being a businesswoman.
Okay.
What y'all know about that? Alright, but anyway, holy shit, I'm going way over time. I love y'all. I will see you next week. Stay safe, make good choices. Alright, I love y'all. Okay, bye, baby. I'm only 20. Why am I talking like a grandma? Anyway, goodbye.